this week on the show, haven't we, with Christmas on the very near horizon. And you might not realise that the average life expectancy of a homeless person is significantly, significantly lower than the average life expectancy in general. 45 years old for a man, 43 years old for a woman. That is the average life expectancy of a homeless person. It's also estimated that homeless people in England are 60 times more likely to visit A&E in a year than someone not sleeping rough. Well, we wanted to talk about some of these statistics with Dr. Maggie Kirk, who we've had on the show plenty of times before, founded the Health Bus in Bournemouth. Maggie, fair to say that the Health Bus is there in part to try to address those sort of statistics and try to level the health playing field when it comes to the homeless and rough sleepers?
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you for having me on the show again. We are out there on the streets, visiting people at their emergency accommodations. We work from one of the city centre churches using their halls, and we are doing our very, very best to reduce the barriers that people experience, both real and perceived, when they're trying to access mainstream healthcare. So in doing that, hoping to treat both their acute and chronic conditions and offer preventative medicine with screening and vaccinations and all sorts of different measures that are now beginning to improve the health of people who are really at the margins of society.
We were talking with Kerry from Julian House, from their Weymouth office in the last hour, Maggie. I put it to her that we're talking about this because I think at a time of year like Christmas, we think about others that don't have the sorts of things that we do. But actually, in a rough sleeper's life, Christmas is almost neither here nor there. The biggest risk, and for your interest, the biggest health risk, presumably, is the cold temperatures. Is, you know, this is an additional factor in winter, which just isn't there in a rough sleeper's life the rest of the year.
Yes, it's huge. People are repeatedly saying to me how cold it is outside. And people on the streets are, when they become ill, simple treatable conditions can become emergencies. And that's what we're trying to address and offer some help before people end up in hospital as emergencies. People are actually 40 times less likely to be registered with a GP if they're homeless. So we're offering on the day registration for people. We're supported by the South Coast Medical Group, who allow patients to register via the Health Bus. So we've set up as a charity, but the South Coast Medical Group have allowed us to register our patients to that NHS service. And that enables us to offer the main core services that you would get if you went to a regular GP or a nurse in the NHS.
There's a particular kind of relevance time-wise here because, you know, we're talking about the year anniversary of the first COVID vaccination this week. I had my booster jab on Wednesday. My arm's still a little bit sore. We made such an effort during the COVID lockdowns to bring rough sleepers in. Obviously, now those are people that need COVID vaccinations and COVID boosters. Is that something that they're able to access?
Well, we have tried to address this. We have worked during the pandemic with many, many teams, especially the housing teams at the council and St Mungo's, who are the street outreach team. We've been able to identify people. It's been made easier by the fact that they've had a roof over their head in a lot of emergency hotels. If they have been on the streets, we've generally known who's out there, and we've had a concerted effort with our vaccination days. We've been supported by the YMCA with this, and again, the South Coast Medical Group. We've vaccinated on site at the YMCA, which is a centre that a lot of people who are homeless are familiar with. And we've tried our best to break down barriers again to access, support people with their fears about vaccination. And we've now done 3 days of vaccinating with first, second and booster jabs, throwing in flu jabs as well. This last time we've partnered during these occasions with the liver team from the hospital, and they've been supporting people with tests for bloodborne viruses, especially hepatitis C, which is prevalent amongst this group of people. And really, it's been a massive personal achievement for a lot of people who've come forward for vaccinations, but none of it possible without the work and support of the key workers who have worked alongside them over these last months during COVID. So yeah. Fantastic. We've offered hundreds of vaccines to people who would not have otherwise been able to access them through mainstream care.
That's great to hear. And just before we let you go, Maggie, I know you've got a busy day of GPing ahead of you. People, as I say, at this time of year, thinking about what they can do for others. Is there a way that they can get involved with your side of the homelessness story?
We would love you to. I think people on the streets, everybody at this time of year, we need kindness and hope. People have had a difficult year and a lot of people just wanting hope that the next year can be better. We are offering bags of hope, which we're giving out to people who we see in this next week or two. And they contain just the basics like warm socks, gloves, toiletries. And we're receiving donations via the website. So please visit healthbus.co.uk and you can see what we're up to there. The donations are supporting not only core services going forward, but also these simple gestures around Christmas to show people that we're caring. And going forward, I have to say that we have got some support from the council. And as of this last week, the NHS, the funders, are beginning to support our work. So we're still seeking sustainable for future funding, but great to be partnering with them. Okay. And going forward, any donations will help along the way. Thank you.
Good stuff. Lovely to talk to you as always. We'll stay in touch. Maggie Kirk, who's from the Health Bus, founded it, based in Bournemouth, doing great work with homeless sleepers and their health. 22 minutes past 8. Jack Wilkins has the latest on Dorset's Roads.
Thanks, Steve.